Hi everybody, I hope you're feeling good right now. In this lesson, I'm gonna talk about a book, great novel, symbolic novel in fact. Its name is Animal Farm. It's a very famous book. I read this novel, I think 5 or 6 months ago, and I can't remember the details, but I remember the core idea and the whole idea of this book. I'm gonna talk about it, especially I think it's important in this situation that we live in our country, the economic problems and other things. You see, this book is about some animals that live in a farm. And one night, one animal, the old one, his name is Old Major, gathers other animals from this farm and at the night and says to them, you know that we are suffering from humans and from hard labor, and we work hard, and but we eat a little. We eat a little, the humans are bad. You know, the owner of the farm, his name is Mr. Jones. You know, Jones works us hard and, you know, labors us and, you know, mistreats us and, we suffer from the labor. You know, the humans are bad. We have to do something. We have to, take revenge from humans, from Mr. Jones in particular. We have to be free. We have to have freedom from the humans and the hard labor. So they decide to have rebellion, they revolutionize and overthrew the Jones tyranny. They overthrew the Jones tyranny, and they exiled him, and he runs away from the farm, Mr. Jones, because the animals attack him, and he has to run away for the dear life. And he runs away, and the animals overthrew the human ownership of the farm, and Mr. Jones is gone. And because of this revolution, and now they have their own farm without any other bothering and any other intruder. But as we go through this novel, we see that the new ownership, that the animals themselves run the farm, we see after a while that, for example, they make some commandments, some constitutions. You see what I'm saying? Some commandments that, for example, some rules that to run this farm. For example, all the animals are equal. No animal should kill other animals. We are brothers, and some other good rules. And but after a while, after we go through this novel, we see that all these rules, these commandments, are distorted, unfortunately, and especially the pigs, the pigs that are the leaders of the revolution, and were the leaders of the revolution, and now they are the leader, the great leader of the farm, and they make decision about the farm and what work and other things. The pigs, especially pigs, and you know, after a while, they take leisure and they live a very luxurious, like Mr. Jones. You know, the idea that Mr. Jones is very luxurious and we have to exile him to be free. But unfortunately, the pigs will be equal to Mr. Jones, or maybe worse than him. And pigs, you know, rest and just make roads and eat a lot and, you know, enjoy themselves. But other animals have to work hard, like the Mr. Jones era. We don't see after a while any differences between the two ownership and the two the policy. After a while, everything has been forgotten, unfortunately, and the pigs will be like Mr. Jones, like humans, or worse, and they work other animals. The pigs work other animals very hardly and torture them. For example, to make some windmill to make a living, and the animals have to work and this labor. They are responsible for this work. That's very sad. It's a very sad book, you know. This was the core idea. I summarized it a little. So, you know, I wanted to talk that the idea of this book is very similar to our contemporary situation, even though this book has been written 70 years ago during, I think, World War II. But I think George Orwell, the author, is very fantastic man, you know, awesome, and he articulates in this book a lot, and he shows us very, very, very artistically communist, even though he wrote this for criticizing the communist, you know, tyranny, like in Russia. But this book is awesome. You don't know, I really enjoyed this book while I read, while reading this book, I really enjoyed it. Even though it's not very enjoyable in general, you know, it's sad, you know. You know, I remember that I got angry when I read some sentences, and you know, the author is has worked his job in this book very fantastically, and I can't stress enough. It can it cannot be expressed in the word, you know. I really adore him. You see, it's a very real book. You see, for example, one of the commandments, one of the rules, were some animal, all animals are equal. But after a while, the pigs distort this rule, and after a while, we see that all animals are equal. but some animals are more equal than other animals. You know, it's a very famous sentence about this book, that some animals are more equal. And it has, you know, cultural influence in the world, and it has become a proverb, a maxim
That's fantastic, guy.
This book is symbolic book, and the animals are a symbol of some man. For example, Napoleon, the great leader of the pigs and the bad leader, in fact, he deceives all the people and says, just take when the animals complain about the hard work. He says that he deceives them, in fact, that just be patient, comrades. That just be patient, comrade. We will in the future be free. Just be patient, comrades. I know he deceives them and he lies to them. This Napoleon, and I hate him. Napoleon and Slobol, the old and previous leader. But Napoleon with his training dogs, exiled Snowball and take the rule of the farm by himself. And after a while, you see why I'm saying this, that it's similar to our situation, that after the expulsion of a Snowball, every bad happening, is attributed to Snowball. We see that, we call that the illusion of conspiracy or tawahhum toto'e. We see nowadays that every bad happening, problem, economic problem that we see in our country nowadays, our responsibles, the presidents and other responsible of our countries, the rulers of our countries, says that it's a conspiracy of, you see, of foreign countries, especially America, the great, they say, the great, Satan, the great evil. They are responsible for our miseries, and they attribute this bad happening to other the foreign things and this tawahhum toto'e. And Snowball is like this story, and it's a very important part that Napoleon is incompetent and he's no responsible for his, wrong decision, because he has no experience, and his bad decision, he attributes his bad decisions to other people and the foreign people. The Snowball that is gone, the poor Snowball that. And worse than that, ships in this book are the very devotee of the pigs, the tyranny of the pigs. The ships, I hate them, they drive me mad. They are very devoted to the pigs' tyranny, and they just repeat the mottos of the pigs. And when some animal, we see in the book, in the novel, that when some animal complain, the sheep that are very devoted and are very, support the pigs' tyranny, they will be in the middle and prevent other animals to complain. And they repeat, for example, four legs back, two legs, good. These mottos that we see in the book. But after a while, even this rule has will be distorted unfortunately, and it's really funny and sad simultaneously. Another symbol in the book that we see, his name is a horse, one horse, his name is Boxer. And I remember that I was very sad when I saw at the end of the book his sad destiny. Boxer is the symbol of workers, the laborers. You know, he works hard and, you know, he supports, like the sheep, the tyranny of the pigs. And he says again and again, I will work harder, I will work harder. And but when he reached to his, you know, over animated, and when he has to be retired, the pigs, wow, the pigs will send him to the chop house, to the, you know, for making food, the meat of him, making food for pigs, and they slaughter him. You know, sorry that I say these bad and sad things, but they are real. We see in our country, in our own country, these things. And we see other symbols in the work. You know, I don't want to talk the whole thing because it spoils the story. Maybe you haven't read this book. And I think that it lasted too much, 16 minutes. I don't want to talk more. You know, what I wanted to say is that I highly recommend reading this novel. It's a very, you know, short novel. And it's on ZBook as well. I read it on ZBook. I highly recommend reading this book if you haven't read yet. You know, it's awesome novel, you know, it's very real, and you know, it widens your viewpoint of the world, of the tyrannies, of the rulers, of the responses, and especially I don't wanna you know, talk about politics and criticize them, because maybe some of you are supporters of these you know, Republic Islamic of Iran, these 40 years policy, but I can't avoid telling the truth and telling the reality. Just we see, you know, I was very surprised that every single stuff that I read in this novel, you know, has happened and is happening now in my country. You know, the rulers deceive the people and they promise them to the great and better future. But we see our currency is going worse and worse by day by day, and just they deceive our responsibles, they deceive the people, the workers. And we see some sheeps in our country, Iran, that support this policy without any, you know, without any, you know, knowledge about the lies, about the deception of the rulers, like the pigs in the Animal Farm novel. Some we see some boxer in our country that just work harder, and after their retirement they will be poor and they will have sad destiny. And you know, we see hard working and without any good income in our country. And you know, it's very similar to the novel. You know, the contemporary situation of our country is so similar to our, to this novel. You know, it's very awesome. You know, I think the author George Orwell was very, very ahead and farther from his era.
I really admire him.
And this was the core idea, you know. I have something to say, something more to say, but I think that's enough. And I hope that I sent my message to you. That, you know, just compare. After, I highly recommend reading this novel, first of all. And, you know, just compare the story of this novel to our contemporary situation of Republic Islamic Iran. This policy during 40 years. You know, I don't criticize the policy. I don't mind. I'm not emphasizing in this point, you know, just criticize and argue. But this is the reality we can't avoid. Just our rulers nowadays are deceiving the people. And a lot of people are, you know, ignorant. But if you read this book, it widens your viewpoint of the world, of the tyranny, of the rulership. It widens your point of view, and it's awesome. Because of that, I highly recommend this symbolic novel. This famous, it's one of the most famous novels in the world. And his, you know, other book, 1984. But I haven't read, because I heard that this book, Hezam Sada Hashidi Chahar, is very, you know, a scary book. And but Animal Farm is a very short novel, and I highly recommend watching this book. And just compare the story of this book to our situation nowadays. We see from our responsible and from our ignorant people, ignorant popularity. And just compare, and you will notice a lot of things that are hidden before, that were hidden before, and you will know, and maybe you will get angry about the deception, but it's the reality, and reality is bitter. That's a proverb. So I hope I send my message. Sorry, very sorry that it lasted about 22, but I think it was you know, important to talk about this novel. So sorry it lasted a little, and thank you so much for your listening, and goodbye for now.